available. Shop today at conservative.edu. Scroll down to bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you've joined us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. Our telephone lines are open. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. We're talking about the war, that's what it is, the war between Israel and Iran. It's an open, bombs in the air war between the two nations. Israel instigated it. Israel carried it out. Israel started it, if you want to put it on the vernacular, at the very, very clear level. And the world is saying that Israel made a mistake, that after all, President Trump was negotiating with Iran. They had talks, peace talks, if you please, schedule for 2 or 3 days in advance. There are those that are saying Israel jumped the gun. They ought not to have done what they've done. I just say baloney. Israel recognized, and ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't just hypothetical or some nonchalant decision. I believe it was in cooperation with the intelligence divisions of every level in America through their Mossad, which is the deepest, broadest, most sophisticated intelligence apparatus, I believe, on the face of the globe. Israel determined, and by the way, as we have found in some writings, Israel had some inside people working for them. Keep in mind, the citizens of Iran want the Ayatollah to be overthrown. The opportunity was there just a few years ago, and Barack Hussein Obama spurned the opportunity to help the Iranian people overthrow the Ayatollah and to have freedom in their nation. The people want freedom. The people of Iran are looking forward to the Islamic jihadist heads to be removed. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing today Israel having inside track of knowing where to hit, what to do, etc. As the latest news has come out, Israel has basically decimated the Iranian military force through the airplanes, the Air Force. Israel has decimated that. Israel took out some 20 of the top generals and nuclear scientists that were working on the nuclear weapons, took them out, eradicated them, the very first strike that they made into Iran. Israel, ladies and gentlemen, today, according to the latest news and all of the documents I've been able to research, Israel has the upper hand in this war. Israel has already knocked out several of the nuclear sites. The above-ground capabilities for Israel, for Iran to continue the nuclear weapons development. The only thing that's left, ladies and gentlemen, is to get to those nuclear sites that's underground. I've forgotten it's some several miles deep into the mountainside, encased in concrete and steel, making it almost impossible to penetrate. It's almost impregnable from the outside. But America has the new has the weaponry to do that. It's called a bunker-busting bomb. And now, some ask the question on the headline news late last evening and early this morning, will America furnish that weapon to Israel? And nothing has been said. My hypothetical, my insight says absolutely yes, that will be done. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe Israel will win the battle against Iran. But in the process, it is my most humble opinion, ladies and gentlemen, that one of the drones from Iran, one of the missiles from Iran, they call them Scud missiles, and they're looking at basically long-range intercontinental ballistic missiles to be able to hit the shores of America and other nations if they decide to do so. If they are successful, we're getting the nuclear weapons and a multiple warheads of that. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe that one of those bombs, one of those drones, one of those missiles will miss its target. From the human standpoint, it will miss its target. From God's standpoint, I believe it will wipe clean the Temple Mount. What's so significant about that? Because under the Dome of the Rock, the Islamic jihadist, unholy, ungodly place of worship, I believe that there's no question whatsoever that they'll be wiped clean, because under the Dome of the Rock, you will find, according to some of the geologists that have studied it, some of the archaeologists that have studied it, they have discovered the tunnels, the passageways, and the rooms that's under the mosque that was the foundation, the basement, if you please, of Solomon's temple, of Herod's temple, and shall be the foundation and the basement, if you please, of the third temple that shall be rebuilt. I'm looking at a headline that says, Israel reportedly gears up to bomb Iran. Israel is reportedly gearing up to bomb Iran as the U.S. ordered evacuations across the Middle East, and the U.S. And European officials have told the New York Times on Wednesday. Israeli defense minister said Wednesday that the Islamic Republic would retaliate against the Middle East, especially in Israel, and would strike, and Israel plans on striking all of the Iranian nuclear capabilities in this ongoing war. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth also authorized department departures from the military dependence for U.S. bases in the region, with the base in Bahrain housing the majority of those affected, while the State Department authorized evacuations of non-essential staff from the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. The U.S. has a military presence in Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates, in addition to Iraq. Ladies and gentlemen, America has the assets in place. Israel are actively carrying out their military capabilities. And ladies and gentlemen, a headline that I believe is important is this. Satellite images reveal alleged secret Iranian nuclear weapons facilities. Fox News has exclusively obtained satellite imagery revealing what an opposition group says is previously undisclosed Iranian nuclear weapons facility, raising fresh concerns amid ongoing negotiations between Tehran, and the Trump administration. The newly identified site, located in Iran's province, is far from the region's regime's already known nuclear facilities. According to the National Council on the Resistance of Iran, that's NCRI, intelligence gathered from sources inside the country points to a sprawling compound covering nearly 2,500 acres, code name Rainbow Site, according to the Iranian officials. The Rainbow Site, according to the Iranian officials. Ladies and gentlemen, Iran has nuclear capabilities, though I believe it has not been announced yet, but it shall be, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at a headline. Will there be a third temple, Jewish temple, in Jerusalem? The question is, will there be? And the answer from the Youngblood Theological Mind says absolutely, unequivocally, In fact, we find too many things about the biblical background about the temple in the Old Testament. Listen, let me just read you a little brief blurb from one writer. The temple represents God's dwelling place among his covenant people. When Solomon dedicated the first temple, the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. 1 Kings 8:11. This magnificent structure stood until 586 BC when the Babylonian forces destroyed it, sending Israel into exile. After their return, the Jews rebuilt a more modest temple, later enhanced by Herod the Great. The second temple stood until 70 AD when the Roman legions razed it from to the ground, fulfilling Jesus' prophecy. Not one stone here will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down. Matthew 24:2. Several prophetic texts are central to the discussion about the possibility of a third temple. Ezekiel detailed this temple in his vision. Listen, I've read it. I've studied it. Ezekiel chapter 40 through chapter 48. Chapter 40 through 48 is the balance of the book of Ezekiel. It details in clear details, ladies and gentlemen, all of the blueprints, the size, the shape, the place, the material that's to be used, how it's to be built and laid out. And ladies and gentlemen, that's in future tense as to what shall be done. And that temple cannot be built next to the mosque, but it shall be rebuilt on the Temple Mount where the foundation of the first two temples, Solomon's temple and Herod's temple, were there and they were destroyed. The third temple shall be rebuilt in that particular location. Daniel's prophecy is also concerning the sanctuary. Daniel 9:24-27. Zechariah's messianic temple references Zechariah 6:12-13. Ladies and gentlemen, these passages require careful interpretation with their context in mind. And it's future tense. When you look at Daniel chapter 11 and you find Antiochus Epiphanes, and it's the image there of his going into temple and desecrating the temple, and the future Antichrist is pictured as going into the temple and desecrating the temple. Well, there's no temple there now. But there shall be a temple when the Antichrist steps on the scene. He will desecrate the temple in fulfillment of what you see in the Antiochus Epiphanes text in Daniel chapter 11, verse 31 and following. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over your question or comment, please.
Question is, I am no military expert, but these underground facilities, don't they have to have air vents? So if you blow up the air vent, they'll suffocate, and that's it.
Not just blow up the air vent, but if you just were to invade the space with some kind of chemical, that would resolve it right there.
Yeah, but the thing is to find where the air vents are and pump poison gas or simply stop the, put a lid on it. And that's just a suggestion for Trump and the Prime Minister of Israel.
That's a good suggestion. However, Derby, I believe, maybe I'm looking too far outside the box, I don't know. But it's my most humble opinion, because the question has been bounded about now by many of the loose left-leaning anchors and talk show news media about the bunker-busting bomb, as they call it. And the question is historically been asked, will America furnish it? Is it available? I believe not only is it available, I believe it's in the Middle East now, and one of the carriers that's there, that's put out there, U.S. carriers. I believe, secondly, that through Pete Hegseth, he understands what's happening. I believe he's already made the decision through Donald Trump's authorization to make that available at a time and place where it is needed. And my opinion is, when it gets to a point where it seems as though Israel has done all it can, and yet cannot resolve it. And by the way, Benjamin Netanyahu said, when asked the question, how long will this last? He said, until Iran can no longer produce or even talk about producing a nuclear weapon. And that's the goal, just as they had in Gaza, is to wipe it out so that Hamas would not be there, and they still continue that campaign. I believe this campaign will take place against Iran until there's no possibility of them having a bomb or releasing the nuclear weapon against Israel or any nation on the face of the globe. And I humbly believe it's going to take that bunker-busting bomb to resolve the issue, be the final blow against Iran, and it will open the doorway in the interim, as I believe, that that Temple Mount will absolutely be wiped clean. And I've got document after document after document of the Temple Mount movement, what they've done, what they've developed, and what they have plans for, and I believe it's on the horizon. For we that are alive today, as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, for us to witness the prophetic hand of God bringing about what God's word affirms shall take place. I'm excited about it. Derby, thank you so much for your call.
Okay, God bless you. Point.
Go ahead.
I don't want to get involved in any more wars, but already Iran has declared war on the U.S. They say that they want to destroy us. We are the big Satan. So don't wait for them to attack us. Let's attack them first. You know, when they come, the enemy comes to kill you, you kill the enemy first. That's what the Bible says. So let's follow the Bible and do whatever it takes to destroy all the military facilities Iran has.
Derby, you're exactly right, and I believe what is happening today, if I could say this in a closing thought, I believe what we see taking place today, God is using the apple of God's eye, the postage stamp with about 9 million Jews called Israel. God is using Israel as the hammer, as the cudgel, as the weapon in the hand of God to destroy the enemy of God's people, the Jewish people. They are out to eviscerate, to wipe out, annihilate every Jew on the face of the globe. So we need to keep praying, Derby, and keep looking up. I believe God is going to perform miracles in the days before us through the hand of the Jewish people and their war against Israel. Thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about ready to rebuild. I believe we're witnessing the stage being set. I believe we're witnessing the chessmen being put on the board of what God is going to do in these last days in reference to the rebuilding of the third temple. I'm looking at a headline. The Temple Mount movement braces for its moment. Five young clad colored cows touched down at Ben Gurion Airport in late September of 2023. Greeted by a joyous gathering of rabbis and well-wishers, flying cows from the plains of Texas to the Middle East is no easy task, and those waiting to greet the livestock celebrated the success of their year-long effort, the Jewish blessing over something new. These are no ordinary cows, this writer says. They're red heifers, and as such, any one of them might be the final missing ingredient needed for the coming of the Messiah. At least if you ask the rabbis who came to greet them, all of the rabbis are part of the Temple Mount movement, a coalition of groups and individuals working to rebuild the Jewish temple in Jerusalem, where the Dome of the Rock currently stands, and in so doing usher in the Messianic Age. Part of this grand plan involves restoring temple worship. For that to take place, the priest conducting the services must become ritually pure, a process that requires mixing the ashes of the slaughtered pure red heifer with water from the Gihon stream in Jerusalem. The Temple Mount movement, for all of its ambition, long languished in one of the most ideological corners of the Israeli society. They faced opposition from the Israeli rabbinical authorities, the government, and the police, in addition to Muslims worldwide for whom the Temple Mount compound is occupied. It's called the Noble Sanctuary, the third holiest site in Islam, and who regards attempts of reviving Jewish temple worship as a threat to the sanctity of the mosque and to the political fate of the holy city. But over the last several years, the Temple Mount movement has been extraordinarily successful at pushing past all of these sources of opposition. Ladies and gentlemen, the Temple Mount movement, they're already training the temple young men to be the Jewish priest in the temple. They've already developed and created the golden utensils for the temple sacrificial services. They have already drawn and created the blueprints, and they say that the blueprints can be developed as a finished temple within 24 months. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're in God's timing, and God's perfect in his timing. He's never been late. He's always been on time. He's never been early. He's never been late, but always on time. And I believe this is God's perfect timing as we see what God is doing and allowing. Listen, what have you seen in the past? We've seen where since 1948, May 15th, when Israel became a nation, immediately they started being surrounded by the enemies around them, trying to eviscerate them, trying to annihilate and destroy the new nation, state called Israel. There've been war after war after war, but we've never seen, listen, we've never seen a battle quite as intense, quite as broad, quite as large, quite as deep, quite as bold and strong as we're witnessing today through the hand of God empowering the nation of Israel to carry out the battle. I'm looking at another headline. The Temple Mount Movement. The Temple Mount Movement, the Messianic Jewish movement of those who object to building the, whose objective is to build the temple inside the 1,300-year-old Noble Sanctuary Mosque complex now occupied by the Palestinian and East Jerusalem. One of the most sensitive holy sites in the world. Built in the late 7th and early 8th centuries, the Noble Sanctuary, as it's called, and it is the third holiest site in Islam. It's also located where two Jewish temples once stood, the second of which was destroyed by the Romans in AD 70, and its earliest site in Judaism. Since the early 2000s, the Temple Mount movement has grown rapidly and become increasingly mainstream. Rabbis increasingly approve and encourage, ladies and gentlemen, and encourage the Jews to visit. By 2016, the Temple Mount movement had become so mainstream that Israel's chief rabbi, David Lau, publicly declared he wanted to see a third temple built on the Temple Mount. Ladies and gentlemen, there's an anxiousness among the Jewish people. There's a waiting with bated breath by the Jewish people to see a rebuilt temple on that Temple Mount. I believe God's about to do it. I believe God's hand's at work. I'm looking at one other article. I'll read the headline, then we'll take our next caller. 3,000 Jews visit the Temple Mount, breaking 1,900-year-old record for the wintry Hebrew month. Since the beginning of the Hebrew year of October the 2nd, at least 22,000 people, Jewish people, have ascended Judaism's holiest site. For the first time since the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem in AD 70, more than 3,000 Jews prayed at Judaism's holiest site during the month of Shavuot, the Temple Mount administration said on Thursday. And the article continues. I believe we have Don on the phone. Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood. Blessings to you, sir. Get your take on the comments that I'm about to make. I was looking at Ezekiel 38 the other day, and, of course, the word of the Lord came to Ezekiel the prophet and said that he gave a list of multiples of nations that would God would put a hook in the jaw and draw them into the land. The mountains of Israel, so specifically, and part of that verse says that Israel will be dwelling securely in a land of unwalled villages. And just the way it looks to me, is prophecy is being fulfilled in our day, because basically, not entirely, but basically, Hamas has been destroyed, Hezbollah has been destroyed. Iran is currently being destroyed, and it seems to me it's setting up those verses perfectly. What do you think?
Brother, you're exactly right. Time is right. And as I said just a few moments ago, God is never late. He's never early. He's always on time. And I believe based on what we see in all of biblical, eschatological, prophetic, chronological text, I believe we're at that very point. You see, there's no signs for the rapture. The rapture could happen at any moment. All of the signs that are being shown in Matthew chapter 24, Matthew chapter 25, Mark chapter 13, Luke chapter 21, those signs are rapidly being fulfilled time and time and time again, showing the time when the Lord Jesus Christ will return. But Jesus Christ is going to return in the air and call his bride, the church, home by the rapture of the church. And these things must be put in place before the rapture, or by the time the rapture of the church takes place, for it to be fulfilled chronologically. And God is chronological with what God says God's going to do. And I'm excited about it, Don, because you're exactly right. In fact, when you look at Ezekiel 38 and 39, we're finding that Russia will lead five nations. Iran. Who's Iran? That's old Persia. What's the focus today all around the globe? Iran, Turkey, Germany, Libya, and Syria will be the five nations that are controlled by Islamic jihadists that will be brought into that battle in the Valley of Jezreel in the scripture according to the second chapter of Joel, that the battle will take place. But we'll see the battle, the Russian battle, World War III, leading into the final cataclysmic battle that we know, the Battle of Armageddon. That's where things are headed. And Don, you're exactly right. It is on time. The pieces of the prophetic puzzle are falling into place rapidly. And that's the reason I'm excited about the broadcast today, warning our listeners to understand God's in control. God's on his throne. God is bringing this about. Israel is little David coming against Goliath, which is, philosophically speaking, Iran. And we're finding God is allowing Israel to clean the clock of the Iranians. So, Don, you're exactly right. It demands that we sit up, take notice, and be in prayer for God to continue to work through his people, the Jewish people, the apple of God's eye. We need to keep praying that God will give Benjamin Netanyahu and Donald J. Trump the wisdom, the strength, tenacity, and the backbone to do what God has put them in place. I believe at a time like this, God has put them in place to carry out God's final plans for this whole world. So, Don, keep praying. Keep looking up at your own target with your time frame and what you're saying. Thank you so much for your call today. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Got just a few moments left on the clock. We'll take every second of that. But I'm looking at the headline. What we know about Israel's attacks on the nuclear weapons of Iran. We're looking at another headline talking about the Jews going to the Temple Mount. Here's another headline that's interesting. Does the Bible prophecy require a third temple to be rebuilt? And it goes into details of talking about the plans based on the scripture and what God's word says scripturally, biblically, of what shall take place. Ladies and gentlemen, when we look at the scripture, Daniel chapter 9, 24 and following validates that a temple shall be rebuilt. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4 mentions the man of lawlessness who was sitting in the temple of God proclaiming himself to be God. And some have interpreted this, as I do, that this suggests a future temple for the man of sin, the Antichrist, to come in and to place himself on the throne and call himself God. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm excited about what God is doing in this present hour, at this present time, where we see the hand of God at work in the Middle East with Israel cleaning the clock, as I call it, of the nation of Iran. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Hey, I'm Brant. And